Angela and Diabola, written and read by Lynn Reed Banks. Chapter 1. Birth. Mrs. Cuthbertson Jones was having a baby. At least that's what she had understood was happening. She was lying in bed in a hospital with a big bump in her tummy and a nurse fussing around her saying things like, "It won't be long now." Mr. Cuthbertson Jones was not present. "I'm sure you'll manage splendidly without me, dear," he had said, and vanished, before she could mention the fact that lots of husbands stay with their wives when their babies are being born. Mrs. Cuthbertson Jones thought he was probably in a pub somewhere, not even in a waiting room, smoking heavily and pacing the floor, the way husbands do in movies. But she didn't mind. She didn't mind that or anything else, because she felt so extraordinarily happy and comfortable. She was 22 years old, and this was her first baby. She had heard that having a baby can hurt, but having this one wasn't hurting in the slightest. In fact, she felt as if she were on a nice pink cloud somewhere up close to heaven. The nurse thought she was being awfully brave. "I've never known anyone make less fuss," she said several times. Mrs. Cuthbertson Jones was making so little fuss that after a while the nurse went out of the room for a cup of tea. While she was away, Mrs. Cuthbertson Jones suddenly decided that the nurse ought to come back right away. She pressed the bell she had been given. The nurse bustled back, looking a little annoyed because she had left her tea half finished. "I think the baby is coming now," said Mrs. Cuthbertson Jones pleasantly. "Oh, no, dear," said the nurse very firmly. "If it were, you'd know all about it." "I do know all about it," said Mrs. Cuthbertson Jones. "It's being born right this minute." "Nonsense."